The goal, let's get it on. Yo, what up, yo? This is Ghostface. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. Y'all know what it is, one. With coke and a dollar bill. Found a new love. It's not spinning on your old controller.
Good morning. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. This is the long-awaited return of Pop and Circumstance after 2 weeks off the air. I'm going to fade that out quick. Danny, how you doing?
Doing rather swell.
You want to... Oh, no, you're talking fine into the mic. Never mind.
I know what I'm doing. I can't really hear myself, but...
You can raise your volume if you want.
How would I do that?
You should know. I'm not going to tell you. We're here, we're going to be spinning a varied selection of music. I've been sort of thinking about what we're going to play.
Lots of music. Well, sometimes we just play one song.
Yeah, but that's...
Thick as a brick, poor hemp.
Those are very specific cases.
Those are. We have, here at Pop and Circumstance, we have lots of specific circumstances. / cases.
Yes. Well, we're going to start one off, we're going to start off with, A sort of long song. Lingus Mafra beat. Something we've not really played on this show before.
Yeah, and after we're going to ask you the trivia question of the day.
Yeah, well, that'll be coming up. Call new segment, I guess.
Yes.
This is Fela Kuti.
It's high life time. Come on in time. And jump for joy. Have this swinging club, it's brand new quiz that breaks the craze. It's got the beat, it's got the hit. It's high life time, come on in time and jump for joy. Have this swinging club, it's brand new quiz that breaks the craze. It's got the beat, it's got the hit. The beat, his latest quiz, his brand new quiz, his brand new quiz, it's got the beat, It's high life time. Come on in time and jump for joy at this swinging club. It's brand new place that breaks the quiz. It's got the beat. It's got the heat.
Thank you.
That was A Comet Is Coming. Summon the Fire is their most recent single. That's what we listened to there. Forthcoming album, eventually. That's a Shabaka Hutchings-like group on tenor sax with synths and drums. His sort of side group after Sons of Kemet. Before that, we had Ezra Collective's new single off of their recently announced first full album. They have an EP out, or excuse me, they have an LP out already, but their EP, a double album, is coming out in April. That one's called Quest for Coin. We open that with Fela Kuti and It's High Lifetime. That's off of a compilation of his early career from 1963 to, I believe, 1980.
Oh, sorry. I was preparing the question of the day.
Yep.
The question of the day is, what is the skeeviest online website that some people think is actually legitimate?
Is it Barstool Sports?
Barstool Sports.
Oh.
Charlie called in. Charlie, you get the gift card of $2,000.
I just, ooh.
Now all you have to do is remove your digital
millennium. Do you want to explain to the people at home?
Yes, family. So the good people of Twitter brought us a story this morning. And Charlie will take it from here.
Well, it's essentially this content creator, right, posted a video on her personal Twitter.
A really good video, apparently.
And then someone submitted it to Barstool, and Barstool posted it without approval or credit, and she asked them to take it down, so they did, but then they started asking her if she could just ignore that, and let them repost it with credit, which she didn't want to do because Barstool is skeevy in more ways than one, and then they kept offering her increasing amounts of money, and then they went over her head and legally challenged her via Twitter. And she got screenshots of the whole thing.
Yes. And so now I think we need to start a legal defense fund for Meal.
Yeah, it's just... Barstool is... You've read up on all this stuff with Barstool Sports, right?
Yes. I am a fan of their pizza reviews, but that's about it.
Well, you should stop being a fan of the pizza reviews.
I separate...
But they're hosted by Dave Portnoy.
Even though Dave Portnoy
does the worst one.
The pizza reviews are not sexist. They're just about pizza. Actually, I take that back. The pizza reviews are sometimes sexist. I do not condone the pizza reviews. I do, however, enjoy pizza.
Yeah, there are other pizza reviews you could watch, though.
Are there?
I think Bon Appetit has a series.
I don't know. Eater has a lot of videos as well. But I'm more of a Vox fan, and they've yet to come out with their long-awaited pizza
reviews. Well, maybe if you lobby them.
Ezra Klein, this one's for you. What's up next, Charlie?
Up next, we have a cover of The Talking Heads. This one came out last year. It's by Angelique Kidjo. This is Once in a Lifetime.
It's an album.
Find yourself living in a shotgun shack, and you may find yourself in another part of the world, and you may find yourself behind the wheel of a large automobile, and you may find yourself in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife. And you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here? Letting the days go by. Letting the days go by. Into the blue again. Once in a lifetime. And you may ask yourself, how do I work this? And you may ask yourself, where is that large automobile? And you may tell yourself, this is not my beautiful house. And you may tell yourself, this is not my beautiful wife. Letting the days go by. Letting the days go by. Into the blue again. Once in a lifetime. Same as it ever was.
beautiful house. And you may ask yourself, where does the highway go to? And you may ask yourself, am I right? Am I wrong? And you say to yourself, my God, what have I done? Letting the days go by. Letting the days go by. Into the blue again. Under the rocks and stones. Letting the days go by. Letting the days go by. Into the blue again. Once in a lifetime. Miwaelo. Wawe miwa. Miwaelo. Wawe miwa. Balolo hule kumoro nundo. Wawe miwa. Wawe miwa. Miwaelo. Wawe miwa. Miwaelo. Wawe miwa. Balolo hule kumoro nundo. Wawe miwa. Miwaelo. Wawe miwa. Dale me senamido. Dale me senamido. Dale me senamido.
Laws that serve to to protect you, but we will never forget that you tore our families apart. There are no rocks at Rockaway Beach, and all that glitters isn't gold.
As the Specials off of their most recent album, that song called Vote For Me, before that Angelique Kidjo, Once In A Lifetime. That album that she had last year is actually a full cover of the Talking Heads' Remain In Light album, which is very exciting.
And
it's
the
very
days
good.
Go by, the water holds me down.
A song about suburbia and growing old and sort of monotony.
Yes.
Danny, are you going to find
the monotony of some numbers to think about, which I'm bringing to you right now. Just 10%, that's 10% of the adult population drinks more than 3/4 of all the alcohol consumed in the United States. While 30% of American adults don't drink at all, and another 30% average less than one drink per week, the top 10% of American adults, 24 million of us, 14 million of us live on college campuses, consume an average of 74 drinks per week, more than 10 drinks a day. Ben Feinberg, this one's for you. Some numbers to think about, a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you. We're going to throw it right back to some more of the Specials now. This one's a live recording from that same album. The deluxe version has a collection of two live concerts. Please don't do that, Danny. This one, song about maybe some of your weekends, Friday night, Saturday morning.
Out of bed at 8 a.m. Out my head by 10:30. Out with mates and dates and friends.
I don't like life, things get dull. The floor is packed, the bar is full. The hen party saved the night. Free themselves from drunken stacks. Having fun, dancing in circles round their leather backs. And I go out on Friday nights, and I come home on Saturday morning. I go out on Friday nights, and I come home.
get on the dance floor. It's not gonna be alright. Let's all get on the dance floor, cause the world's gonna end tonight. They say things are worse than they've ever been. It looks like the bad guys are gonna win, and nobody here is getting out alive. So I know what I wanna do tonight. Life sucks, so let's dance. Life sucks, so let's dance. Yeah, maybe if we have some fun, we won't feel so bad. Life sucks, so let's dance. Life sucks, so let's dance. Yeah, maybe if we have some fun, we won't feel so bad. Been waking up early in the morning lately, going down the list of all the people that hate me. What did I do so wrong? How come all of my friends are gone, gone, gone? And why can't we all just get along? We're all different notes, but we're in the same song. Life sucks, so let's dance. Life sucks, so let's dance. Yeah, maybe if we have some fun, we won't feel so bad. Get on the dance floor. It's all gonna be alright. Let's all get on the dance floor, cause we're not giving up the fight. They say things are worse than they've ever been. It looks like the bad guys are gonna win, and nobody here is getting out alive. So let's have some fun before we die.
Let's have some fun before we die.
Life sucks, so let's dance. Life sucks, so let's dance. Yeah, maybe if we have some fun, we won't feel so bad. So let's dance. Life sucks. So let's dance. Yeah, maybe if we have some fun. Maybe if we have some fun. Maybe if we have some fun, we won't feel so bad.
I'd spend it all if I could find that honey.
Little American Skate Ska trip there. Sort of jumping off of Two Tone. Started off that set with the Specials. Live performance of Friday Night, Saturday Morning. A song about going out on Friday night. Coming home on Saturday morning. Then Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, a Boston local group. The impression that I get. That's from 1998. Then Real Big Fish, the title track of their 90s album. Life Sucks, Let's Dance. And then Sublime, Santeria, off of their self-titled album from 1996. How are you doing, Danny? You did some stretches. How are you feeling? You feeling limber?
I'm feeling quite limber. I was doing some stretches in the studio. We read some cover letters about some pretty...
We read one cover letter, and it took way too short a time.
We read one cover letter, and it was three paragraphs, but I really wish it would have only been one, because
it's deeply unfortunate.
It was very bad. Anyway, we're not here to talk about cover letters. We're here to talk about music. Charlie, what's the new music you're listening to this week?
Well, we've already played the new music I've been listening to this week.
What's the new music you were listening to?
That was mostly the London jazz stuff.
All right, here's the Danny fact of the day. This year, the Nobel Prize in Literature will be given out twice because they missed it last time around. Because of that, Charlie, I ask you now. Charlie, what was your favorite music last week? Because us two, we missed our show last week.
Well, maybe not the favorite music last week, but one of the favorite things that I was listening to last week and thinking about was the John Mulaney, Seth Meyers Documentary Now episode about the Making of the Company Cast album, which is hilarious. Features some great parodies of Stephen Sondheim's music. That doesn't have a Cast album out, because it doesn't exist. But we're going to jump on a song that's parodied in there from the newest revival of Company, the female-led revival of Company in the West End, starring Rosalie Craig. But we are actually going to take probably the most famous song off of that instead, which is sung by a supporting actress. This one you may know by the name of Patti LuPone. This is The Ladies Who Lunch.
Who lunch, everybody laugh. Lounging in their caftans and planning a brunch on their own behalf. Off to the gym, then to a fitting, claiming their fat. And looking grim, 'cause they've been sitting, choosing a hat. Does anyone still wear a hat? I'll drink to that. Here's to the girls who stay smart. Aren't they a guess? Rushing to their classes in optical art, wishing it would pass. Another long, exhausting day, another $1,000, a matinee, a pinter play, perhaps a piece of mollusk. I'll drink to that, and one for Mahler. To the girls in their prime, aren't they too much? Keeping house but clutching a copy of Time just to keep in touch. The ones who follow the rules and meet themselves at the schools, too busy to know that they're fools, aren't they a jerk? Just watch, aren't they the best? When they get depressed, it's a bottle of scotch, plus a little jest.
everybody tries. Look into their eyes and you'll see what they know. Everybody dies. A toast to that invincible bunch, the dinosaurs surviving the crunch. Let's hear it for the ladies who lunch. Everybody rise, 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 rise.
Just look at me. I'm a world class traveler each Friday night. Travel, travel, travel from her house to his house. First take the 104 with my computer. I'm just a little kid, not a commuter. And each Sunday night, mother comes to get me and I hear them fight. Everybody's yelling about the bar mitzvah. It's not a wrestling match, why are they sweating? It's not a funeral, what's so upsetting? It's a celebration where I get presents. But everybody's yelling and everybody's ruining it. It's a celebration where I get richer. But everybody's yelling and everybody's ruining it. Everybody's ruining it. Why, oh why? What have I done that they'd ruin my bar mitzvah?
What have I done that they'd ruin your bar mitzvah?
I want the apple bombs. They're lovely and they like me.
They're boring. She just likes the way you dress.
Well, who wouldn't?
Have the apple bombs.
Screw the apple bombs.
Please don't do this.
Saul's a jerk.
Just have them.
Mix them.
Long live the apple bombs. Arguing takes work.
I hate this.
Blame her. It is all a waste.
Oh, you're gonna blame me? You have paintings of dicks. Don't talk to me about taste.
Stop. I don't want a bar mitzvah. Okay? I don't want a bar mitzvah.
What do you mean you don't want a bar mitzvah? What do you mean you don't want a bar mitzvah? How do you think we, how do you think we, how do you think we feel about that?
Jason, I am agitato grande, Jason. I am muy discutante and muy disupuente and muy nauseatus and mimi traim hotianu dainu. Everyone hates his parents. Don't be ashamed. You'll grow up. You'll come through. You'll have kids and they'll hate you too. Oh, everyone hates his parents. But I confess, you grow up, you get old, you hate less.
But I don't want it. Nothing that gives them pleasure I'll do. I don't want a bar mitzvah. Stupid bar mitzvah. Any bar mitzvah with you.
Everyone hates his parents. That's in the Torah. It's what history shows. In fact, God said to Moses, Moses, everyone hates his parents. That's how it is. And God knew because God hated his.
You are gonna kill your mother. Don't feel guilty. Kill your mother rather than humiliate her. Killing your mother is the merciful thing to do.
Jason, darling, don't get nervous. I'm right here and at your service. Look, I'm calm and self-deluded, grateful, 'cause I hope you'll do what I pray you'll do.
Go ahead and kill your mother.
Not with guns, but kill your mother.
Rather than humiliate her.
Killing your mother is the merciful thing to do.
Oh my God.
Everyone hates his parents, now I see why. But in time, they'll cool out and you'll think they were only fooling. It's a strange thing about parents. Push turns to shove, what was hate becomes more or less love.
Jason, please see a psychiatrist.
Well, I'm a psychiatrist, get lost. Everyone hates his parents. This too shall pass. You'll grow up.
I'll come through. I'll have kids.
And they'll hate you
market, I guess. You'll grow up.
I'll grow up.
You'll get old.
I'll get old.
And hate less.
Flip me.
You got it.
Woo!
And hate less.
That was Everybody Hates His Parents, or Everyone Hates His Parents, from the musical Falsettos. That's a 2016 Broadway cast recording. Before that, Ladies Who Lunch, Patti LuPone.
Well, that one was really inside the A roof.
It was a little.
That was a bit too Jewish.
Jewish themes were very strong in that one.
The Jewish themes were quite strong. Here at the Jewish Hour with Charlie and Danny.
Yeah, that's definitely the name of the show.
That's definitely the name of the show.
We're gonna
move right along there.
Sort of, yeah. This is the end of the show, really. It's 7:55. You're listening to 7:56. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM. We're gonna be back next week. Our 2-week hiatus has ended as a result of Much Ado About Nothing ending and me actually being here.
Yes. It's very exciting. As producerial as I am, I have yet to attain the proper identification credentials to enter this building on my own.
And you never will.
And I never will. We'll find out if I will next week.
We're going to play this out on a folksy show tune from a show that's about to open in about a week. This is actually from the original concept album that inspired the musical, featuring the vocal talents of, among others, Justin Vernon from Bon Iver and Ani DiFranco. This is Anais Mitchell's Hadestown, and this is the introductory song for Hadestown. Way down Hadestown. We'll see you in 7 days.
See you on the other side.
If I'd have let Dolly for a long way down, far away from the poorhouse door, either get to hell or to Hadestown, ain't no difference anymore.
Way down Hadestown, way down under the ground.
Hound dog howls and the whistle blows. Train comes a rolling, clickety clack. Nobody knows where that old train goes. Those who go, they don't come back.
Way down Hadestown, way down under the ground.
Sweat in his brow.
Wages, nothing, and I'm working hard. It's a graveyard.